You're listening to The Bridge Loud in Chicago on Q Rock 100.7 FM and online worldwide via thebridgechicago.com. Hey, this is Jed Brewer. Here's tonight's question. Eventually, things will be good again, but how do I keep from screwing it up once that happens? Let's get into it.
With you here on The Bridge Loud. My name is Matt King, and I'm joined by the founder of Mission USA, Glenn Fitzgerald.
Let's do this thing.
Also joined by the producer of the show, the man who puts the music together, Jed Brewer. Let's rock. We're answering a question that came into thebridgeloud@gmail.com, where you are welcome to write in your own questions. This week's question says, eventually things will be good again, but how do I keep from screwing it up once that happens? And Glenn, that question started off very optimistic and then took a bit of a turn, but I think it's one we're all familiar with in our own lives, right?
Well, yeah. What's funny is we often have that feeling of when things are going poorly, we're used to that. That feels sort of like, okay, I've done this before. And then when things start to let up and be good in certain ways, we say, oh, these are the times I'm always screwing up. But I think we have to look at how do we handle those hard times. I think sometimes we self-medicate. Sometimes we don't face life on life's terms. And we end up doing some weird things, even just repression and denial type of stuff, to get by when things are tough. So that when things are good again, we've got a lot of bad strategy that's coming home to roost.
Well, it's a really, really good point. And, Jed, I think another thing that's going on in what Glenn's describing there is the idea that if you get the narrative in your mind, we can put aside how true it is or not, of every time I get something good, I screw it up, that can start to play with your perception of yourself, right?
There's no doubt about it. I mean, the question, at least to me, sounds like the voice of experience, and all of us are definitely familiar with having good things and then kind of making a mess of them. And, you know, anything in your life that starts to look like a pattern, whether it actually is or not, if you start to think of it as a pattern, then you expect it to keep on happening. So if you feel like it's a pattern that when good times come, you make a mess of them and then they go away, I think it's really easy to get into a place where you just expect that to happen every time. You think of it as an inevitability. You're always waiting for the other shoe to drop. And there's two things that occur in that moment, both that are really unpleasant. The first is we can't really enjoy the good times when they're happening because we're just dreading their downfall the whole time. That's no good at all. And then the second thing is, I think that really tempts us to feel like maybe the bad times are a safer place to be. Maybe that's where we belong. Maybe that would be more comfortable. Maybe we're just a bad times person. Maybe that's just our lot and we should just learn to be comfortable with it. It's not, but we can certainly feel that way. But I think that idea of, are the bad times safer? I think we owe it to you and to ourselves to look at that and ask, is that really the case? Are good times, in a sense, dangerous, or is there more to the story?
I think that's a really good point. I also think I've just had an idea for a depressed Led Zeppelin cover band whose main song is Bad Times, Bad Times. And then it just kind of peters out into kind of just, they don't even keep playing and just kind of shuffle off the stage. So while we think about that, you listen to some songs. We'll be back right here on The Bridge Loud.
Loud.
We are back with you here on The Bridge Loud. My name is Matt King, and I'm joined by the founder of Mission USA, Glenn Fitzgerald.
I don't know if I fully approve of Matt's emo cover band of Led Zeppelin songs. That's doesn't feel right.
Its time has come. Also joining us, the producer of the show, the man who puts the music together, Jed Brewer.
The levee might as well break. I don't even care.
When the levee breaks, I won't be surprised. We're going to answer a question that came into the Bridge Loud at gmail.com. This week's question says, eventually, things will be good again. But how do I keep from screwing it up once that happened? And Glenn, I think we had a really good discussion in the last segment about the patterns we start to see for ourselves and how that can become a self-fulfilling prophecy. If your perception of yourself is every time good things start happening, I screw it up, that can really, really affect the way we think about good things. And it's worth examining, is that really the case, and is that really the way we want to live?
Well, absolutely. I mean, I've screwed up as many good things as you can imagine, so I have some research on that. But I think a lot of this has to do with a fear that we'll fail, you know, a fear of failure. But we have to, I think we have to look at that. I had a conversation a couple of years ago with a guy who's a homeless. He was a good guy, and I had a, you know, good conversation with him. And he was saying, you know, I'm just afraid to apply for a job and do all that because I might fail. I have this big fear of failure. And I'm like, buddy, I say this with love. We're at failure now. You're sleeping outside Chicago. We're there. This is, and you're living through it. You're handling it. So it's okay. We can't go down from here. But having that mentality of, you know, yes, moving forward may involve problems, issues, struggles, rejection, ups and downs. But that it's worth doing because we don't want to remain stagnant and not move forward.
I think that's a really, really great point. And Jed, how do we maintain this kind of mindset when talking about moving forward, of not letting these narratives get to us, when we are going to live a life that is going to have some ups and downs and some of those are going to be of our own making?
No question. Well, I think we need to begin by acknowledging that everybody's life has ups and downs. Everybody's life has up days and down days, good years and bad years, not so great weeks and really awesome weeks. That's true for everybody. And there's no way to get out of that. There's no way to not experience that. The idea where we're going to avoid good situations so that they don't, you know, mess us up. Actually, we're just missing out on the good stuff when we do that. We're not avoiding anything bad at all. We're just missing out on the good stuff. It turns out that there are some skills and some strategies that we can apply to our lives that are going to really help with all of this, though. Some approaches and some skills that will soften the blow of when bad things do inevitably happen, but that also enhance the enjoyment of the good stuff when it comes along. And so I think we really want to look at, how does that work? What are those skills? How do we practice them? How do we get better at them?
That is all excellent, excellent stuff. And that is exactly what we will be looking at when we come back right here on The Bridge Loud.
Consider all the works thy hand has made. I see the storm.
We are back with you here on The Bridge Loud. My name is Matt King. Once again, I'm joined by the founder of Mission USA, Glenn Fitzgerald.
I'm sorry, I was just listening to this new emo Led Zeppelin cover band's number called Stairway to Ennui.
Oh, very, very nice. Also joining us...
It's a downward staircase. You
sure, absolutely.
Also joining us, the producer of the show, Jed Brewer.
There's still time to change the road you're on. Not that it matters.
I prefer their conceptual song about a lady who's sure that all is glitter is gold and does not buy a stairway because it would probably break anyway. And that's all the Led Zeppelin lyrics we can quote without getting profoundly sued. So we're going to move on to a question that came into the Bridge Lab at gmail.com. This week's question says, eventually things will be good again, but how do I keep from screwing it up once that happens? And Glenn, we close out that last segment looking at the idea that everyone's life is going to have some ups and downs, and that's, we can't avoid that, we have to live with that, but we can live a life that enhances the good and softens the blow of the bad. So how do we start looking at doing that?
Well, I think I want to look at two key things, and these are words we don't use a whole lot maybe in normal society. One is courage. I think we have to learn to deal with problems by facing them head on, taking it, you know, going after it with everything we've got. We're dealing with life on life's terms. It may be tough at times. It may be brutal at times. It may feel overwhelming at times. But you know what? If you gather that courage, if you tap into that spiritual source of courage within you, you are going to end up looking at a better situation almost right away. Second thing to look at is humility. And for the purposes of your situation, that's about seeking out advice from people who know a whole lot more about your situation than you do. And those people are out there, whether it's mental health experts, substance abuse people, if it's job stuff, you need job stuff. There's tons and tons of resources out there. It may take some work, but it's going to pay off a ton in the long run.
I think that's all excellent stuff, and it's stuff we can start doing tomorrow. And Jed, what is someone who starts trying to apply these things to their life going to find about the things that change?
I think what you're going to find is that if you apply courage and humility, again, if you face your problems head on, if you seek out advice from experts and choose to act on it, if you're willing to learn and you're willing to do new things, you can begin to build a life that is both good and strong. Very few people have a life like that, but that's actually what we all want, is a life that is good and beautiful and also really strong, really hard to knock, really hard to shake. That's going to make actually everything in your life better. It's going to make everything in your life more stable and more sustainable. And that's, man, that's the good stuff. That's what we want for you. We believe that's what God wants for you. And I think what you'll find a couple steps down the road is that although courage and humility maybe weren't things that you wanted to exercise at the beginning, they actually become rewarding things in and of themselves as you go onward too. So it all becomes something to the good that's a plus.
That is absolutely right, and we will pick it up right there when we come back, right here on The Bridge Loud.
You
Bridge Loud.
Hey, this is Glenn from The Bridge Loud. Maybe you're listening right now and you're thinking, none of this good news applies to me because I've made mistakes and I've got a record. Well, you know what? No problem. We work every day with people who have been and sometimes still are behind bars. We know how to work with that and we ain't scared. Email us at thebridgeloud@gmail.com. That's thebridgeloud@gmail.com. We know you have struggles. We believe in you, and we want to help.
We are back here on The Bridge Loud. My name is Matt King, and I'm joined by the founder of Mission USA, Glenn Fitzgerald.
Not mentioning any Led Zeppelin lyrics and successfully avoiding a lawsuit. I feel pretty good about that.
I think we all do. Also joining us, producer of the show, the man who puts the music together, Jed Brewer.
My cover band, Heavy Blimp, though, has plenty of lyrics to share.
Heavy Blimp.
Oh, that's just sad and funny. We're answering questions that came to thebridgeloud@gmail.com. This week's question says, eventually, things will be good again. How do I keep from screwing it up once that happens? And I can't think of a Led Zeppelin reference that is not incredibly inappropriate, so I will simply introduce our segment of The Secret Sauce.
The Secret Sauce.
Did I have some speculation about how certain members of that band got into pants in the 70s and it needed lubricant? Maybe, but that's, we're gone. We're past it. And Glenn, we're looking at this idea of a life that can be good and strong. At our day job, we're working with folks who have maybe had a life of criminality, a life of addiction, as you mentioned earlier, a life of homelessness. And one of the things that can lead people to the idea of is just, I am only good at a bad life.
Yeah.
How do you start to give them something that looks at a life that is good and strong instead of that?
Well, you know, and we're dealing with this, as you're pointing to, in our day job, working with guys behind bars and people coming out of jail, trying to help them find a new spiritual life, a new connection to God. Here's the thing about that is we can spend a lot of time talking about a good and bad behavior, but what we need to start to look at is, am I doing a lot of bad stuff just to get by? And if that's the case, then the getting by part is the problem. I have spent a lot of my life with a mentality of just quick fixes and that sort of thing, but I needed to get into a mentality of, what am I building my life on? If I build my life on something solid, I'm going to do well. If I build my life on something that's not, I'm not going to do well. I'm not going to be happy. I'm not going to be free. So that's the real distinction here. And Jesus tells a story about that. He says, you know, one person builds their life on the rock, and he means on a relationship with God, and another builds his life on sand. So that person isn't able to handle the storms of life. And that's what we want for you, is be able to handle those storms of life.
Absolutely right. You know, Jesus mentions in that story that the wind and the rains come on both cases. And that really does tie into what we've been talking about here. Everybody's life is going to have hiccups. Everybody's going to hit bumps in the road. What we want for you is a life that is enjoyable in the times that's not happening and stands up when that does happen. We believe that is something God wants for you. We want it for you. And we will see you next week right here on The Bridge Loud.
All right, that's our show. Thanks so much for joining us. We'll see you back here next week on The Bridge Loud. And let us know, are you ready to join The Bridge Loud tribe? We know you've got talents. Maybe you can scream or play the guitar or make a super cool graphic. Love it. Reach out to us at thebridgeloud@gmail.com and tell us what you do. We want your talents and gifts as a part of The Bridge Loud, so don't be shy. Let us know, thebridgeloud@gmail.com. We love you, God loves you, and there's nothing you can do about it.
Jesus, I'm afraid 'cause I believe that I'm a special case.